1 Kings chapter 13. And, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord Jehovah, to Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord Jehovah, and said, O altar, altar, this is what the Lord Jehovah says. Listen, a child shall be born to the house of David, Josiah by name. And upon you shall he offer the priests of the high places who burn incense upon you, and men's bones shall be burnt upon you. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, This is the sign which the Lord Jehovah has spoken, indeed. The altar shall be torn down, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, who had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, Lay hold on him. And his, Jeroboam's, hand, which he put forth against him, the man of God, dried up, so that he could not pull it in again to himself. The altar also was torn, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord Jehovah. And the king answered and said to the man of God, Call now the face of the Lord Jehovah, your God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored to me again. And the man of God called upon the Lord Jehovah, and the king's hand was restored to him again, and became as it was before. And the king said to the man of God, Come home with me, and refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward. And the man of God said to the king, If you will give me half your house, I will not go in with you, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. Because it was so charged to me by the word of the Lord Jehovah, saying, Eat no bread, nor drink water, and do not return by the same way that you came. So he went another way, and did not return by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there lived an old prophet in Bethel. And his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken to the king, they also told to their father. And their father said to them, Which way did he go? Because his sons had seen the way the man of God went, who came from Judah. And he said to his sons, Saddle the donkey for me. So they saddled the donkey for him, and he rode on it. And went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak, and he said to him, Are you the man of God who came from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said to him, Come home with me, and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with you, nor go in with you. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water with you in this place. Because it was said to me by the word of the Lord Jehovah, You shall eat no bread nor drink water there, and do not return to go by the way that you came. He said to him, I am a prophet also as you are. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord Jehovah, saying, Bring him back with you into your house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied to him. So he went back with him, and ate bread in his house, and drank water. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord Jehovah came to the prophet who brought him back. And he cried to the man of God who came from Judah, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Since you have disobeyed the mouth of the Lord Jehovah and have not kept the commandment which the Lord Jehovah, your God commanded you, but came back, and have eaten bread and drunk water in the place, of the which the Lord Jehovah said to you, Eat no bread, and drink no water. Your dead body shall not come to the tomb of your fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread, and after he had drunk, that he saddled the donkey for him, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he had gone, a lion met him by the road, and killed him. And his dead body was cast in the road, and the donkey stood by it, the lion also stood by the dead body. And, men passed by, and saw the dead body cast into the road, and the lion standing by the dead body. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet lived. And when the prophet who brought him back from the road heard of it, he said, It is the man of God, who was disobedient to the word of the Lord Jehovah. Therefore the Lord Jehovah has delivered him to the lion, which has torn him, and killed him, according to the word of the Lord Jehovah which he spoke to him. And he spoke to his sons, saying, Saddle the donkey for me. And they saddled him. And he went and found his dead body cast into the road, and the donkey and the lion standing by the dead body. The lion had not eaten the dead body, nor torn the donkey. And the prophet took up the dead body of the man of God, and laid it upon the donkey, and brought it back. And the old prophet came to the city, to mourn and to bury him. And he laid his dead body in his own grave, and they mourned over him, saying, Alas, my brother. And it came to pass, after he had buried him, that he spoke to his sons, saying, When I am dead, then bury me in the tomb in which the man of God is buried, lay my bones beside his bones. Because the saying which he cried by the word of the Lord Jehovah against the altar in Bethel, and against all the houses of the high places which are in the cities of Samaria, shall surely come to pass. After this thing Jeroboam did not return from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people priests of the high places. Whoever would, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. And this thing became sin to the house of Jeroboam, even to cut it off, and to destroy it from off the face of the earth.